What is going on, guys? Today is Thursday, August 18th, 2022. It's Thursday, folks. We're almost through the week, almost through it. We're getting there. We are moving forward, not backwards. That's what we do over here. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the news. I wish they were all good, but I guess that wouldn't be fun or entertaining or anything like that if it was always good news. But it just feels like it's always been bad news, and unfortunately, I have bad news to bring to you guys. And it's unfortunate because, honestly, I feel like the elderly are being attacked, the senior community. I don't understand why it's happening to them. Is it just me who's noticing this? Is it just, you know, the articles that I just happen to glance over are about the senior citizens? I don't know. But it seems to be a constant thing. I'm almost like a weekly thing now. I mean, it doesn't matter what city you're located in America. It's taking place. We had Philadelphia. We have New York. You know, California, of course, Chicago, and now it's taking place in Arizona at a Wendy's, of all places. It's a fast food restaurant, guys, and I used to be in the fast food industry. You know, it was my first job. I was working at McDonald's. Spoiler alert, just give you a little backstory about me if I haven't mentioned it before. My first job was at McDonald's, and we had, of course, had all kinds of people come in. The seniors come in. They want their senior discount. Sure, whatever. Back then, it was like, I mean, I'm not that old, but back then, it was for 50 cents for a coffee. And they got their coffee, and they got their whatever hash brown for breakfast, and they kept it moving. And, you know, some people have to count. You have to stand there and be patient because they're counting their change. And it is what it is. You know, this is before debit cards and credit cards became, you know, Apple Pay wasn't around, and things were just really old school, I guess you'd say. And you have to be patient. And maybe that's what it comes down to. Maybe patience, you know, they say patience is a virtue. Maybe that's what it is. You know, maybe patience, like everything else, things have just, you know, people ran out of it. You know, I don't know if it has to do with the COVID. You know, I don't know if it has to do with the monkeypox. I don't know what it has to do with, but it just seems like, you know, maybe the lockdown. Maybe it's a whole bunch of things that took place. You know, people are just stressed out with inflation. I know we're at, you know, we were at 9%, and now supposedly, allegedly, we're at 0%. So maybe that'll, you know, things will ease up. I mean, my wallet still, you know, doesn't look as, you know, as big as it was a couple of years ago. But hey. Neither does my bank account, nor my gas tank, nor my refrigerator. You know, a lot of things don't really add up to me, you know, what they're claiming. But, you know, I guess we have to just go with the punches, I guess, you know, they say. Maybe it's a bad choice of words when you hear the story, but that's definitely the wrong choice of words. But it is what it is, you know, and maybe that all of that adding up maybe just puts enough stress and pressure on people. You know, they got to pay their bills, they got things to do, they got families to take care of, and people snap. Not justifying anyone's actions, but you know, maybe that has something to do with it. Add that to the mental illness that seems to be a pandemic now across the globe, taking over. And here you have a senior who just wants his Wendy's. You know, he just wants his Frosty, whatever, biggie bag, whatever. It's $5. He's going in and going out, and I don't know. There was an altercation, a confrontation. Let's jump into the story, and then I'll give you my feedback. It's just, like I said, it's just crazy what's happening. And this takes place in Arizona on July 26th at approximately 4:41 p.m. at a restaurant, the Wendy's restaurant, at the 3000 block of Glassford Hill Road in Prescott Valley. An employee was working. His name was Antoine Kendrick of Prescott Valley. He is just working. It looks like everything is fine according to the surveillance video. And then all of a sudden, a 67-year-old resident, Dewey, who we don't have his name, is placing an order. And next thing you know, Antoine walks out from behind the service counter and strikes the 67-year-old resident in the head. And I've been watching the security footage. I'm trying to figure out, like, where was justification. You know, did the guy call him a name, call him a word? I don't know. Not that that justifies it, but I just don't understand. Unless, again, mental illness takes place here. Maybe that's what happened. And I don't know if this guy's going to claim that, but yeah. Footage released by police shows Kendrick run around the counter and viciously punch the customer in the side of the head as he's hunched over the counter, licking a Frosty. I don't know how you can be threatening licking a Frosty where, you know, it justifies Antoine from running around the counter and hitting him. The guy doesn't seem like he put up a defense. In the video, you can see him just licking the Frosty. The blow knocks him to the floor, where he hits his head and loses consciousness. Keep in mind, the employee, Kendrick, is 35 years old. The customer, who I don't know his name, they're not releasing his name, is a 67-year-old man. And again, this took place on July 26th. Now, he was rushed an airlift to a local hospital in critical condition. Unfortunately, he could succumb to his injuries on August 5th. Kendrick, the employee, at one point was charged with aggravated assault, but now that has been raised to second-degree murder. And I ask you guys, do you think it should have been raised to second degree? First degree? Manslaughter? What do you think this guy can he plead mental illness? I mean, again, I'll put the video in the description. I'll put the video on my Twitter. I can't put it on the screen because I'll probably get banned or whatever, or it'll be pulled down. But yeah, that's what, here's a police report, a police press release, rather. A Dewey man was in critical condition after a restaurant employee assaulted him this week. Yeah, same thing. So apparently the customer complained about his food order. That's what did it. The customer, according to the police media release, the customer complained about his food order, at which time an employee came out from behind the service counter and struck him in the head. Customer falls to the floor, striking his head and loses consciousness. Officers and Central Arizona Fire Medical Authority responded to tend to the customer. Wow. Yeah. I mean, again, people complain about things all the time. Being in the business of delivering food, I hear all kinds of things. I hear people saying they didn't get the packets of ketchup they ordered. They give me a 1-star rating for that. Even though I don't pack the food bag, I get a 1-star rating. And I know where you live, and I can, you know, obviously I'm not doing anything, but I mean, you would think that people wouldn't complain about the smallest things. Maybe, you know, I'm not saying this guy, what he complained about justifies getting knocked in the head, obviously, to his death. We don't know exactly the words that were used. Hopefully, more comes out. But that doesn't justify anyone running behind the counter and hitting somebody. Why can't you discuss things with words? I mean, I don't understand. Even if he called you a name, you're an employee, you work there, you're a grown-ass man, you need to understand that, you know, this old man could be suffering from some kind of mental injury or mental illness himself. And being in this industry, you have to satisfy the customer. And again, where are your other employees? There's no other employees here that witnessed this. There's no manager. You could have just turned to the manager and said, hey, this guy's giving me an attitude about his food order. No, instead your instant gut reaction is to run around the counter and hit him in the head. I don't understand that. And the guy, again, was just licking his Frosty. So it looks like he was wagging his finger saying, no, 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 don't come over here. And then licks his Frosty. And you know, who knows? We don't know what the food complaint was. I'm trying to find out what the complaint was. Was it an allergy thing? Maybe the guy has a food allergy and can't eat what was on the sandwich or whatever he ordered. I don't know. Maybe, you know, like I was thinking about the other day, you know, a lot of seniors are getting attacked, and maybe we need to start a movement. Maybe we need to start Senior Lives Matter, some kind of movement like that, to let people know that, you know, it's crazy that I have to say this, that they should not kill a senior. Do I have to say this? Is this what it's going to take now? Or do we have to raise the charge? If you hit an elderly, defenseless elderly person, now you're facing first degree murder with a longer sentence. I don't know. Because how else can we prevent the crime from taking place, right? I mean, you can't just say, okay, it's an assault. Because an assault on a weak elderly person is different than an assault on a healthy adult, right? If you're a strong, healthy 30-year-old and you get punched, there's a higher chance of you surviving that hit. But if you're an elderly person who's, 67, is that what his age is, right? Maybe he's, maybe he's very weak or whatever, you're getting hit his head, and he couldn't recover from his injuries, or he has permanent damage from your strike, from your punch, there should be a higher charge. I mean, I understand they're going after second degree, but I just feel like it should be higher. I feel like maybe that's what it's going to take now. We have to increase the penalties for minors and increase the penalties for those who attack the elderly across the board. I mean, we don't know unless we try. We haven't tried it. I mean, the current law system that we've been doing, the current, judicial system, the court system is not really defending the people. They're not really, what is the you know, I guess we got to wait and see what happens. You know, he's arrested. He was originally booked on aggravated assault, like I said, and now it's being escalated to second-degree murder. Man, what the hell do you guys think he... What the hell... Have you guys ever had an issue when you returned food or complained about your food at a restaurant, Wendy's, McDonald's, where the customer, or the employee rather, gave you an attitude? Are you an employee at a restaurant where a customer gave you an attitude or had to return something and you gave him an attitude? Like, does it? Have you ever experienced it? Let me know in the comments. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. Let me know. Do you work at a restaurant and experienced a aggravated customer? Or are you a customer who was aggravated at an employee's response? I would like to know, because I don't think that this is a one-time incident. I think that there's many people who felt it on both ends, and unfortunately this has become violent and fatal. And I fear that as time goes on with more and more craziness going on in the world, I guess you'd say, it's just going to escalate unless it's nipped in the bud. And I think you have to increase the laws and increase the penalties to nip it in the bud. Let me know what you think. I mean, that's my only solution. Other than, I mean, obviously you're going to ban this guy from Wendy's. That would be the first thing I would do. He'd never work or be able to eat Wendy's again. I mean, buy Wendy's again. Customers appeared to spectate the assault nearby as they waited for orders, including one who recalled the incident as horrible. Quote, "That was a Mike Tyson hit," one customer told AZ Family. "The customer didn't touch him, so he had no right to touch the customer, period, end of story. I just think that's horrible and wish it didn't happen. It puts a bad light on our entire society." Yeah. Another spectator says he has never seen an incident like this in the 20 years he's lived in the area. "It's mellow up here. You don't have that kind of stuff. It's a real shame. I feel for the guy that got hit. It's not right." Wendy's has not responded to an inquiry or for a comment. Yeah, 67-year-old can be seen wagging his finger before Kendrick comes out from behind the counter. Yeah, he just complained about his meal. Another article. I'm trying to find some information about what he could have said. I mean, regardless of what he could have said, I mean, let's play this out, right? Let's pretend I am the senior citizen and I'm upset with my order. And I'm like, "Hey, dude, hey, excuse me, sir. This is me. Excuse me, sir. This is not what I ordered. I ordered this, this, this. I didn't get what I ordered." That's how I would have said it. I don't know what those older, like, what? How else could you have said it? Do you really think the 67-year-old man is going up to the counter cursing, using obscenities? Like, "Look here, motherfucker. I ordered, I ordered my burger with no mayo, and your bitch ass put mayo on my fucking burger. Now I want a refund now, bitch. I want my meal made correctly." Like, I don't see him doing this. And then he's licking the Frosty when the dude comes out from around the when Kendrick comes around the corner. I just don't see that. Like, again, I don't know him, but again, I'm going off what I see in the video and I'm going off what the comments say. Plus, the other people in this restaurant don't seem to say, they're not saying that the elderly man raised his voice. They're not saying the elderly man, cursed or said anything inappropriate. Because I'm sure if the elderly man was screaming obscenities, other people would have saw that, heard it, and witnessed it and reported it. And they're not saying that. So it seems like it was a pretty mellow conversation. And for whatever reason, Kendrick snapped and, legit Mike Tysoned him in the head. I don't, horrible. Absolutely horrible. Yeah, he died 10 days after being sucker punched, the article says. Yeah, it's a sucker punch. I don't know, guys. Let me know if you ever experienced anything like this before. Have you ever gotten to the point where, like, it's going to escalate to violence over food? You know, like I said, we had the cold French fries order took place again in New York. And calm down, folks. I just don't understand. I know, things are tough right now financially with a lot of people and emotionally and mentally, but there's no need to take it out on strangers. I highly recommend you do some kind of yoga, some meditation, do what you gotta do to calm down, smoke, maybe drink a little bit, relax, meditate, hell, watch a movie, watch some comedies, just focus on yourself and better help and doing things for your own, health and well-being. right? You're not going to be able to change the way other people are. I understand that you can't change the way other people think. You can't, right? There's going to be many people out there who hate you, who don't like you, and there's nothing you can do about that. That's an insecurity that they have with themselves. All you can do is be the best version of you. And if you're out there, whether you're working at Wendy's or McDonald's, whatever, you're getting a job, you're working at a job, you're getting paid to do a job. Most likely you're getting paid $15 an hour these days, which is insane. When I worked at McDonald's, I was getting paid under $6 an hour. But anyway, you're getting paid $15 or more per hour now. And you got to consider that. I mean, that's a decent wage to really work at a fast food restaurant. You know, and you only work 8 hours a day. There's 24 hours in a day. You have the rest of your day. So what's that, 16 hours left? You have 16 hours left of your day. Even if you sleep for eight, you have another 8 hours to do whatever you need to do. And I recommend during those 16 hours, you choose 30 minutes, go for a walk, do some kind of exercise, some kind of yoga, some kind of meditation, drink some tea, relax, you know, breathe, take deep breaths, and do what you got to do to calm yourself down. Otherwise, you're going to end up snapping off, going nuts, and hurting yourself or hurting other people. And I don't want that. I don't even know you, and I don't want that to happen to you or to anybody, sincerely. Right? And again, no matter how someone talks to you or how somebody treats you, you have to have the stability within yourself to just brush it off and just say, you know, that person's opinion of you doesn't have to be the definition of who you are. It doesn't have to ruin your day. It doesn't have to ruin your life. You know, it doesn't. It doesn't have to literally ruin your life. I mean, whatever, this incident ruined both two lives. It ruined the victim's life, the elderly man, and now this man who's going to go to jail probably for the rest of his life because he could not control his emotions. He couldn't control his anger. And I'm not saying I have all the solutions. I'm not saying that what I'm saying is you know, the end-all, be-all, the answer. But it could not hurt to try something different, right? Definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And that's what people have been doing day in and day out. Go to work, come home, same thing, same shit over and over again. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Do something different. Change it up. Go for the walk. You know, try some breathing exercises. Maybe you can't walk or you're elderly, you can't do certain things. Just sit down, take some deep breaths, focus on happy thoughts. You know, go through your photo book, go through your photos on your phone or whatever, Facebook photos, whatever you got, and just reminisce and think about happy moments and happy times. Do that for 10, 15 minutes a day, and I promise you that will be a game changer. And then whenever you get angry, I want you to think about those happy photos that you looked at, those happy memories, and then practice those breathing exercises that you've been practicing. Because the angry times, the angry incidences will occur in your life. You could be doing anything. Clearly, you can go to Wendy's and getting, you know, and you have to just understand and just go, can't control the way other people think and react. You can only control the way you think and react. So calm down, take a breath, and collect yourself and ask yourself, is it worth the argument, worth the anger, worth ruining your day, possibly your life, over something so minuscule? I don't know. Try that. I mean, it's been working for me. It's what I've been doing. Plus, I try to go to the gym, so I'm like really burning off a lot of frustration and anger. And I have a lot of it because, believe it or not, doing these episodes every day and doing the TikTok videos and doing, you know, Twitter and doing like that can become overwhelming at times. Plus, I'm writing my next book and I'm doing a lot of things. Again, Worthless is on Amazon. It's my name of my book. It's Worthless. Hit me up on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. My TikTok is also CJ Bronson Show. I got a lot of daily videos there. And the website is out, cjbronsonshow.com. You can get the links to my videos are on there. My episodes are on there. All these episodes, the podcast, you can play right from the website. The link to the TikTok and Twitter are on the top right of the site. It's all at CJ Bronson Show. Check it out, man. You know, like I'm not putting this information out here to upset anybody. I'm trying to get you guys aware of the society and the world that we're living in right now. Keep your head on a swivel. You know, be alert, be ready just in case. I always recommend having something on you if you're alone. Have some kind of mace or some kind of weapon on you for self-defense purposes. You never know. right? Take care of your kids. Make sure you know what's going on their phone, on their email, at home, going on at school, because nowadays at school, things are going crazy, as we know, you know? It's just important to be alert in all aspects, and I could see how that sounds overwhelming. That's why I say take 20 minutes aside, go for a walk and meditate, or go to the gym and really, you know, because that's going to be beneficial for your mental health and for your health. But I got on a little rant, on a little tangent today, but it is what it is. I think it was worth it. You guys let me know again. Hit me up in the comments or on Twitter at CJ Bronson Show. And don't forget, I love y'all. Take care. Bye-bye.